At first glance, it's a cool idea. In the ongoing smartphone-driven transportation revolution, ride-hailing, sharing bikes, all of that. So why not e-scooters? And they are here, of course. The California-based company Bird has launched its shareable dockless scooters in Cambridge, Somerville, and Boston. And the company has, I'm sorry, I just cannot resist, ruffled some feathers. And now the city of Cambridge is saying that the scooters have run afoul of local laws and will begin confiscating the vehicles tomorrow evening. So for more on this, we're joined by WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers. And Callum, I promise no more bird-related puns, okay?
Well, you may have broken Deborah Becker's record from earlier in the week, though, so well done.
She and I are going to have to fight it out here. So what is Bird saying about this new deadline that Cambridge has given them to get their scooters off the streets?
Not a lot. Bird declined my interview request once again today. They just don't want to talk to me, Meghna. But their latest statement is this, quote, "We have been giving productive conversations with local leaders and look forward to continuing those conversations in order to build a framework that supports affordable and equitable transportation options for the whole community." Notice what's missing, Meghna, an actual promise to take the scooters off the streets by the deadline. So we're headed for a showdown tomorrow.
And the deadline is 5 o'clock tomorrow?
It's 5 o'clock in Cambridge tomorrow and possibly even earlier. Somerville has said that any scooters found in the city on or after Friday will be confiscated. So I'm curious what we'll see in Somerville tomorrow morning.
Okay, so remind us about exactly why we're here. What are Cambridge and Somerville objecting to?
Well, they say that the company would need a permit to operate there. In Cambridge's case, they were sort of groping around in the local laws to find what would apply to scooters. And what they came up with was you're basically a street vendor, same as a hot dog stand or somebody who's hawking t-shirts, because you are displaying your goods, in this case, scooters, on public sidewalks, and you're charging people to use them, you would need a street vendor license. You don't have one, and therefore you're operating illegally.
Okay. Now, you also told us yesterday that MassDOT is launching a review about the overall legality of motorized scooters. What's the question there?
Yeah, this is broader. So the question is whether the scooters are subject to a state law that requires brake lights and turn signals. Bird scooters have neither, and they seem to fit the definition of a scooter that would be subject to the law. That's how Cambridge officials read the law, but they've asked MassDOT for guidance.
Okay. So we talked about Cambridge and Somerville. What's Boston doing?
So Boston has not allowed the scooters into the city yet, but they did vote as a city council yesterday to hold a hearing on electric scooters in the fall. And Councillor Matt O'Malley is the one who proposed the hearing. He seems to be a fan of the scooter sharing.
It's a useful tool as we talk about building our infrastructure and providing for multimodal approaches for transportation and for moving people, then electric scooters very much ought to be a part of it.
Now, the mayor, Marty Walsh, has warned Bird to keep out of the city for now, although I have seen some zooming over the ComAv Bridge during construction, so much for that. Remember that Blue Bikes, which is the bike sharing program that we have in the city, that's a revenue stream for the city. The city owns it sort of as a co-op with surrounding towns. So it may be that Boston wants a similar setup if they're going to allow any scooter sharing, and Bird seems amenable to that. They've actually proposed $1 per day per scooter, not just to Boston, but to any cities to help pay for protected bike lanes.
Okay, interesting. So let's step back here for a second, Callum, because we seem to have a pattern now with these new transportation companies that they launch and then run afoul of regulations. I mean, how does this compare to other startups?
Well, the founder of Bird is Travis Van Der Zanden, and he used to be an executive at Uber and Lyft, and the influence is pretty obvious, right? So this is a pattern we've seen before. You just go into the market. You don't ask questions in advance about, are we going to break this rule or that rule? You just roll out, and the idea is to scale up as quickly as possible and become so popular that it is basically unworkable for regulators to shut you down after the fact.
Okay, so is this yet another case where perhaps this is a good thing because it's forcing cities, states, nations even to really think about like what kind of laws are applicable or good for societies as transportation does evolve? I mean, that sort of technology pushing regulation forward.
It is. It's forcing their hand. And I think it's notable that a lot of these regulators or state agencies, whatever the case may be, are kind of reluctant to wade into these controversies, Meghna. And that works to the company's advantage. So I've been asking the Attorney General's office, for example, this week, can we get a ruling? Does this break the law? And Healy does not want to weigh in. And MassDOT hasn't given a ruling yet either. They say they still need to review the matter. And it should be otherwise pretty clear. You read the law, does the scooter apply?
Yeah. But on the other hand, we can't have a free-for-all with all these transportation companies all the time without updating regulation, because there's always room for problematic behavior with these companies as well. But WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers, thank you so very much for that update.
Great to be with you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.